gotta get up on.
What is it? 215-597-3100.
Yeah, that sounds right.
PM, March 4th, 2016, Friday. Calling 215-597-3100 with Elliot Bernstein, SEC, Philadelphia. Dialing. And how do you spell this? It's
Good afternoon, SEC.
Good afternoon. Trying to reach, I believe it's Mike Novacuk. I keep mispronouncing his last name. Can you help me on that one?
Well, Novakovic.
Novakovic. Okay. Excellent. Yes, we'll take a transfer here. Yes.
Okay, one moment. Hi, you've reached Mike Novakovic at the Securities and Exchange Commission. I will be out of the office through March 18th. If this is an urgent matter, please press zero. And at that point, please ask to be connected to Cindy Hoekstra. Otherwise, please leave a message and I will call you when I get back. Thank you.
Wait while I transfer your call.
I wasn't going to do that, but anyway, yeah.
Good afternoon, SEC.
Oh, yeah, trying to reach Cindy. I guess Mike Novakovic is out to the 18th, so trying to reach Cindy, please.
One moment.
Hello, you have reached the voicemail box of Cindy Hoekstra. I'm currently out of the office. Please leave a message and I'll return your call as soon as possible. If you need immediate assistance, please call Mike Novakovic at 215-597-3100. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Cindy, good afternoon. The name is Kevin, last name is Hall, and I'm from New York. I have Elliot Bernstein on the line, and we previously left messages yesterday for Mike Novakovic. Elliot Bernstein's return call phone numbers are 561-245-8588 and 561-886-7628. Mr. Novakovic had called back to Mr. Bernstein this morning, left a message, but apparently he's going to be out until the 18th. And I understand when he called back, he did not leave any message regarding the most important reason for our call, or one of the most important reasons, which is the sworn transcript proof that Mr. Bernstein has of Robert Spallina, who is somebody your agency recently prosecuted and has a consent order against, and the proof that Mr. Bernstein has that Mr. Spallina has violated the terms of his consent order with the SEC both by providing false testimony and also having admitted to other crimes during the testimony that occurred with Mr. Bernstein in a probate proceeding in Palm Beach County, Florida, before a John Phillips. That was in December of 2015. I would refer your office to Mr. Bernstein's letter to your agency in October of 2015, alerting the agency to that upcoming testimony prior to it happening. A correspondence that went out to the director, I believe we've spoken with Sharon Binger, Elliot?
Yes, and Mr. Novakovic stated today that that letter had been passed to a commission. If we could get some information on who the commission is or what the commission is,
right.
That was also looking for.
Right. And when he was referring to that letter being passed to the commission, that was in October. Well, the letter was submitted to your agency in October, but immediately we're looking for your standard, you know, procedures and processes of how to present to your agency evidence that one of the persons under one of your consent orders has violated the terms of that consent order. Again, I would refer back to that correspondence. And I had also noted for Mr. Novakovic when we called yesterday that I'm a business consultant for Mr. Bernstein out of New York, area code 518-755-8128, coming into his life by a person from Washington, D.C., who was coordinating many cases out of the state of New York that actually touched on cases from Florida and around the country involving various Wall Street attorneys, crimes against the U.S. Mr. Bernstein, anything else you want to issue?
No, thanks.
Cindy, Mr. Bernstein will be looking for a return phone call at your earliest convenience and direct information on how to submit that evidence to your agency to pursue the violations of the consent order. And also, you know, should really be reopening and reinvestigating or investigating the matters that were raised in Mr. Bernstein's October 2015 letter. Where he's now also brought into a federal court in Illinois proof of millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars, that have gone missing that Mr. Spallina was directly involved with, millions of dollars from a Wilmington trust.
Ties to the Stanford Ponzi scheme money as well. In fact, there's accounts with Stanford's Ponzi scheme that are involved in this as well.
Right, and direct proof that we have involving Mr. Spallina tied into those Stanford Trust matters, fraud that looks like it's going back to 2010, just discovered in this past year, again, where millions of dollars have gone missing only since 2012, when Mr. Bernstein's father untimely passed away, where one of the other parties has actually alleged a murder, and where there is now another involved party who's just recently supposedly been the victim of a suicide, although that's in question too, all in the Boca Raton area of Florida within the county of Palm Beach.
You are approaching the maximum length for a recording. Finish your recording after the tone.
We look forward to your return call at your earliest convenience. Thank you.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. To mark it urgent, 1. To play it, 3. To re-record.
Cindy, good afternoon. The name is Kevin, last name is Hall, and I'm from New York. I have Elliot Bernstein on the line, and we previously left messages yesterday for Mike Novakovic. Elliot Bernstein's return call phone numbers are 561-245-8588 and 561-886-7628. Mr. Novakovic had called back to Mr. Bernstein this morning, left a message, but apparently he's going to be out until the 18th. And I understand when he called back, he did not leave any message regarding the most important reason for our call, or one of the most important reasons, which is the sworn transcript proof that Mr. Bernstein has of Robert Spallina, who is somebody your agency recently prosecuted and has a consent order against. and the proof that Mr. Bernstein has that Mr. Spallina has violated the terms of his consent order with the SEC, both by providing false testimony and also having admitted to other crimes during the testimony that occurred with Mr. Bernstein in a probate proceeding in Palm Beach County, Florida, before John Phillips. That was in December of 2015. I would refer your office to Mr. Bernstein's letter to your agency in October of 2015, alerting the agency to that upcoming testimony prior to it happening. A correspondence that went out to the director, I believe we've spoken with Sharon Binger, Elliot?
Yes, and Mr. Novakovic stated today that that letter had been passed to a commission, if we could get some information on who the commission is or what the commission is,
right.
That was also looking for.
Right. And when he was referring to that letter being passed to the commission, that was in October. Well, the letter was submitted to your agency in October, but immediately we're looking for your standard, you know, procedures and processes of how to present to your agency evidence that one of the persons under one of your consent orders has violated the terms of that consent order. Again, I would refer back to that correspondence. And I had also noted for Mr. Novakovic when we called yesterday that I'm a business consultant for Mr. Bernstein out of New York, area code 518-755-8128, coming into his life by a person from Washington, D.C., who was coordinating many cases out of the state of New York that actually touched on cases from Florida and around the country involving various Wall Street attorneys, crimes against the U.S. Mr. Bernstein, anything else you want to issue?
No.
Cindy, Mr. Bernstein will be looking for a return phone call at your earliest convenience and direct information on how to submit that evidence to your agency to pursue the violations of the consent order. And also, you know, should really be reopening and investigating the matters that were raised in Mr. Bernstein's October 2015 letter, where he's now also brought into a federal court in Illinois proof of millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars, that have gone missing that Mr. Spallina was directly involved with, millions of dollars from a Wilmington trust.
The ties to the Stanford Ponzi scheme money as well. In fact, there's accounts with Stanford's Ponzi scheme that are involved in this as well.
Right, and direct proof that we have involving Mr. Spallina tied into those Stanford trust matters. Fraud that looks like it's going back to 2010, just discovered in this past year, again, where millions of dollars have gone missing only since 2012, when Mr. Bernstein's father untimely passed away, where one of the other parties has actually alleged murder, and where there is now another involved party who's just recently supposedly been the victim of a suicide, although that's in question too, all in the Boca Raton area of Florida within the county. We look forward to your return call at your earliest convenience. Thank you.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. To mark it urgent, 1. To play it, marked urgent. To send this message, press pound or hang up. Your message has been sent. If you would like to try any...